Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Play some awesome royalty-free rock.
Yeah, you can't even play the royalty-free intro stuff because most of it's not royalty-free. And then they end up screwing you on the deal. Like, oh, there's my live Facebook feed. Hold on, I'm a Facebook guy. Because, I mean, that's where I have convinced myself that there are a lot of hot chicks that want me on Facebook, even though there are a lot of hot chicks, none of them really want me.
Oh, they
but
all
makes
want
me,
you.
It makes me feel good.
They all want you, Bubba.
I thought a few of them have already had you.
Yes, that's true.
There are some women on Facebook, part of the Facebook posse, that watch on Wednesdays and Thursdays, which is when we're live on Facebook for our after show. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed, Blitz. There are a couple in there that I think may have had me.
Okay. That's good.
Like maybe three.
That's three more than me.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying. So you ladies, you know, it's our little grab-ass deal here. You don't have to. I know you're married and everything like that. So I don't want to be disrespectful because chances are the husband part of your relationship is the real Bubba Army and you're just, you know, a Johnny come lately. You know what I'm saying? Like, not a chick. Not most chicks are hardcore Bubba Army. Their guys got him into the Bubba Army.
Usually, although that's not been the case as of late, really. There's been a lot more women.
Yeah, like Tess.
Tish.
I can't take this bitch another minute.
I can't take this bitch.
Just call her T.
Yeah, just T.
Yeah, T.
Yeah.
Hey,
oh,
T.
Blitz, Bubba would like those women we met at Kevin's event. Because that's not the demographic. They're like,
oh, the older women?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't have husbands.
No, and they were like hardcore Bubba Army.
Yeah. They were like 70 years
no
old.
No way.
Oh, yeah, they were cool, Bubba. They were cool.
I don't want 70-year-olds,
no, but for fans.
No, no, for fans.
Oh, fans. I'm talking about fucking. I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying that there's a lot of women that you wouldn't expect. Like, these women look like grandmas.
Tina May says her husband's not BA. That's very refreshing.
Yeah, I mean, that happens a lot, especially lately.
Where, like, the girl is Bubba Army and the guy's a pussy?
Yeah. I wouldn't go that far, but yes.
Wow. Hmm. Well, so all you, again, there's two ways to watch us on Wednesdays and Thursdays, Facebook or YouTube. Blitz is kind of a YouTube dude.
Yeah.
Lummy is both because he's got to shout out Stars and Cheers. And what is it? Stars and Cash.
Yep.
So he monitors
Super
both.
Chats is what it is.
Anna, of course, is YouTube because that's where Blitz is.
Yeah, so we hang out there together. Yeah.
Right.
Because we're matching.
I'm
today.
Facebook.
Yeah, we're matching today.
Tyner, are you Facebook? And if you are, I might have to keep you off.
I'm both because I have two screens back here.
Oh, okay, thanks.
Him fancy.
Let's say I don't necessarily want you to see all the chicks, you know, potentially that might want me.
Bubba doesn't want you on either.
You're seeing all the chicks. I don't think there's any chicks on YouTube, though, Blitz, right? I think they've all navigated over here. There's not a lot of girls on YouTube.
There's a few, but not like Facebook.
They want to fuck me.
Yeah, I mean, Lynn Bailey right now is on YouTube.
She really wants me bad. She's actually, Lynn Bailey might be the most realist of them, meaning like she's actually discussed with her husband if we ever are in like the same, like I get, like I'm her hall pass.
Oh, okay.
Did you know that?
I did not, but that's great.
I think, Lynn, if you can call Lynn, call in 813-90-BUBBA. You've called before, Lynn, from right outside of Peterborough, Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
And used to listen to us on our
PTBO.
Boy, it'd be nice if we had that station back. We got fucking slid job by Woody.
That was bullshit.
And I even talked
to the
owner.
It wasn't even a big deal, but it was still bullshit how that went down,
yeah,
too.
And I even talked to John, the owner. He's like, you know what? Their show is not better than yours, but it's different. It's like real fast fucking pace. It's like, you know, like, it's just, it's shitty.
I bet you they'd like the show now.
Yeah, probably. Show's changed because Anna's on here.
Yeah.
Hi.
Bitch.
Hello.
We got a weird, crazy bitch. Anna.
Yeah.
I mean, not Anna. Lynn.
Oh.
Lynn Bailey, 813-90-BUBBA, because I just, maybe the hall pass is, there's Lynn right there.
Dr. Dan's Bloomin' Onion Maker with 1,000 stars.
Lynn, are you there?
I am.
Now, Lynn, do I have it right or not? I mean, if I've misinterpreted it or the deal has changed, will you just set me straight on what the deal potentially would be? If you and I would end up, if I'd go to Peterborough or you'd find yourself, us together at a function or something like that, what, don't you have an agreement with your husband?
We do.
And what is the agreement?
The agreement is that you're the free pass.
So, like, I mean, like, straight fucking? Like, I mean, like, we can fuck and stuff?
Whatever.
And your husband knows that, like, you know, if you would happen to come down to BARP one year and, you know, you and I would, you know, probably have to go to your... Hold on, you'd probably have to get the hotel room, though, and tell him to Scramsville for a little bit.
Oh, that's not a problem. You got all the strip clubs around there.
Right, or just wherever. Walmart's closed.
I'll give him the money to go.
Wow, but she's even giving him spending money to go.
Lynn,
I can only imagine what the fucking weather in Peterborough's like today. What's it like?
It's kind of cold.
Have you got any snow yet?
17 last I looked.
Have you got any snow yet?
A dusting.
Yeah.
Just Lynn, a little dusting, but it's going away.
Lynn, what do you think of my new look with, like, my goatee? I'm kind of doing some shit with my face. What do you think?
I love it.
Yeah.
I do. Even, I'm like, wow.
Even with my eye shingles?
I don't even notice them.
Yeah, I have eye shingles, and people are calling me, you know, I got herpes of the eyes and stuff, and I would you
no,
still...
No, those are a totally different look.
Exactly. Will you still sleep with me if you knew I had eye herpes?
Of course.
Okay, perfect. Because I'm not gonna fuck you.
I don't have to go near your face.
Right, exactly. Well, Lynn, I wanted to make sure that that offer still stands, and I'm so honored that it does.
Yeah, not a problem.
All right, be careful. Love you.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Well, do they have Thanksgiving in
Canada? They did a while back.
It's in October.
Yeah.
Is it the same premise, food and shit like
that?
Yeah,
it's food and
kinda,
shit.
Kinda, yeah.
And think about, man, Thanksgiving, like, all this is fucking food.
It's a day to be thanked.
Should we all go around and talk about what we're thankful for this year?
No.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Oh.
Start with you.
Thankful for
lots of things. Hold on, stop. Let me, I wish I had some royalty-free fucking gobbler fucking turkey.
Yeah, royalty-free thankful music.
Royalty-free holiday it, fucking stuff.
Yeah, Google it.
You know?
Bing it.
Hey, hurry up, let me get some royalty-free thankful music.
How do you listen to Bubba the Love Sponge?
No, I had the bitch right here. I thought I had her.
Well,
she didn't answer.
Alexa, how do you listen to Bubba the Love Sponge?
Sorry, I don't know that one.
Neither does a lot of fucking people. Bitch. About to get mines. Lummy, I don't think we could come up with a last-minute royalty-free, or do you think this might be it?
If
it's not royalty free, then the whole bit's fucked.
Fucked.
Like, you can't rely on Jackson to
take it out. All music and videos in our channel are no copyright and free to use for content creators on YouTube. Royalty free music.
It does say that. All music and videos on our channel are copyright and free to use for content creators. Free music, no copyright music, royalty free music, and Creative Commons. Blitz, that sounds pretty fucking official, doesn't it?
Sure does.
Free to use for content creators.
Oh,
I can't rebroadcast myself. That'd be a violation in itself.
Yeah.
Stand by. Comments. Blitz, that sounds pretty fucking official, doesn't it?
Sure does.
Hold on. I sound good as fuck.
Oh,
I can't rebroadcast. I sound like I need to pick up another affiliate. Just did, bitches.
Oh, fuck.
You go, girl.
You know, I was reflecting today on the terrestrial show, Blitz, and I almost want you guys maybe to tighten up. I think today's show... From start to finish, if I was just to send a show that represents what we do,
okay.
I think today's show, we were on fire today.
It was good.
Unless I forgot
started
about
strong,
it.
Started strong, too. Fun.
Didn't we talk about, we opened the show up about fucking or something, didn't we?
Yeah.
Chicks riding you out.
Xanax.
Read the
stuff.
Notes. Tiz, what does it say?
Hold on. Over to Jesus for the show notes.
Segment one, Xanax choking. Bubba Eats at One now, Bubba Banshee, and Startup.
Okay. I think we could do half of that, right? I think Blitz, we could probably... The Xanax talk would be great. Okay, yeah. Segment two.
Jesus didn't open his windows. Bubba talked to Jesus. Jesus motor video. Bubba frozen pizza and Bubba coconut oil.
Man, I think all that's fucking good shit, but I don't know how much of it really is good shit.
I know.
All right. Now, segment three.
Lummy Trapper Keeper. Lummy tried to get the belt but failed.
Oh, that's a fucking great bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jackson, I'm doing your work for you. These are the ones that you make standalone. Make the fucking Xanax one a standalone. And make the Lummy one a standalone, okay?
Trapper Keeper.
Trapper Keeper, and then what, segment five or four?
Four. Endorsement, and then you want more prisons, and then the World of Sports, and then the news stories.
I think those were shit. I think that was a shitty deal. Which was that shitty?
It wasn't shitty, but it wasn't good for a standalone.
Let me say it, say shitty.
Shitty.
All right, next one, number five.
Five, endorsement, and then Dan comes to the studio, grabs the belt, and leaves.
Yeah.
And then the MJ Turkey deal.
Yeah, shitty.
And then
I'm talking about standalone segments, Blitz, is what I'm talking about.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Yeah. No. I agree.
Six was about the...
Yeah. No. I agree. Are you a fucking politician?
I am.
Well, go ahead.
Six was about the Parkland shooting.
Yeah, I think that would be a good standalone break. What Bubba would do, you know, if his fucking kid got shot.
Oh, yeah, stab him in the neck with a knife.
Stab him in the neck.
With a shitty knife.
Rib for your pleasure with corns on the cob.
Yeah, that's a great one. Fucking make sure Jackson gets that one done by fucking my birthday. And then my birthday's April 23rd, by the way. And,
oh, my God.
And then number seven.
Was on his news.
Yeah, that's shitty. And then number eight, eight's always just to fucking throw away Willie. Eight never's nothing, but, you know, a little bit of this and a little bit of that. All right, Jesus, love you.
Love you.
Now,
yeah,
it sounds like that Lummy may have gotten us some motherfucking royalty-free shit.
Let's see.
Here. And what we should do now is we should go around the room, and I'm going to be last. Because I've not prepared for this, so it's just going to be completely
No, we all have, so you're good.
And so it's going to be completely from the bottom of my heart. I might start crying because
just make it sure it's set
I was just telling somebody a few days ago, God, you know what? I am so fucking blessed. And what I used to think was important is not important. And just I'm as happy as I've ever been. I'm able to pay my bills and save a little bit.
Yep.
I'm not dead ass fucking broke. I don't have a plane and fucking three Escalades, but
you bought like $60 in crypto today, you said.
I bought $60 in crypto today. Got a little spending money. My son's fucking healthy. My mom's healthy. Hold on. I'm not telling you what. I'm supposed to be going last.
Yeah, no, you're good. Keep going.
But I was just telling something a couple. I am so thankful and blessed. Even though I don't have a lot, I got. And the one thing that I do, fuck it, I'm getting into my deal now, so fuck it, I'll do it later. Stand by. All right, Anna, so...
We're all wearing flannel, the leaves are falling.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I will tell you.
Candles burning.
Is a creek flowing.
I will tell you this. I don't know that Blitz has ever experienced Thanksgiving in the Midwest. I don't think you have.
Nope.
Anna, were you in Detroit at all during Thanksgiving?
Yeah, but I was always working.
Okay, but don't... Just yes or fucking no.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Blitz, you've never been, and Tyler obviously hasn't. So, really, at the end of the day, it's just me by myself, because Anna doesn't know shit. But in the Midwest, during Thanksgiving, it's usually just starting to get kind of cold, and usually sometimes there's been one little dusting of snow, and snow's pretty for the first couple times, then it turns into fucking just, it's the worst. But Thanksgiving in the Midwest is just such a special time because the leaves are all changing and you got to wear but you don't have to wear full-blown fucking winter shit. You can wear like a sweatshirt and some shit. Oh, it's just great.
That's awesome.
Go behind the back, get some head.
What the fuck?
Yeah, when you're like in high school, you know, go around the back of the bleachers after, you know, get some fucking head.
Mm-hmm. That's what reminds you of fall?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, football season.
Yeah, nothing better than cold head.
Yeah, getting some head.
Well, her mouth warms it up for you.
Yeah, right.
You know, Thanksgiving, I just always think about head.
Yeah.
I think I got a lot of head in the Midwest during Thanksgiving. Like Christmas, I don't think about head.
Well, it gets lonely during fall time, so nothing. I mean, what else is there to do? But give head. I mean, come on.
No, give head.
No, I don't give head.
No, for chicks. I'm talking about chicks.
I can give head to girls.
Yeah.
I give head. Isn't that what we, like... Anna, when you're talking about a guy eating your pussy, do you call it getting head?
I call that season's greening.
No. Like seasons. when you are talking to like a girl.
Yeah.
To other girls.
Yeah.
Do girls say, my man ate my pussy? Or does she say, he gave me head?
I'm usually just, it's like he went guy, down on me.
Hold on, us guys, we'll tell you, we'll give you the insight right now.
He licked the fuck out of my clit.
We say, like, I'm going to give you a little insight into us guys. You know, yeah. You know what we say?
What?
We got some head.
Yeah, we say he went down on me.
Lummy, what happened? Did you get some what?
I got some head.
Right. Blitz, what'd you get?
I face fucked her with some, and she gave me head.
That's funny. But
so,
yeah.
So, Anna, what do you girls say?
He went down on me.
That's how you say it?
Yeah.
Right. And then do you like, and then see us guys, we're like.
The devil went down to Georgia.
So, let me give you some guy shit here.
Okay, yeah.
So we first say, yeah. Hey, we got some head. And then it's just instinctual for us guys to blurt out how good it was. Yeah. Like, we can't even fucking help it. Like, it's like this. You ready?
Yeah.
Hey, Lummy.
Yeah?
This fucking bitch gave me head.
Oh, how was
oh,
it?
Oh, my God.
Fucking good?
Like, see, the guy asked immediately, how was it? Like,
yeah.
That's the first question. How was it? Oh, like, oh, my God, the bitch is just Or, that's horrible.
Yeah.
You mean she wasn't into it or nothing? Fuck, I couldn't even come.
I'm not going back
oh,
there.
No.
Yeah, fucking. I told her, stop.
What's
please.
The point?
I'm a veteran. I'm not, you know, like, when you're a veteran, you don't come that easily from head.
Right.
But like, if you're a rookie, man, head, you can, you know, you'll get yours in about 2 or 3 minutes. You're just so lucky to be getting head.
Or if it's like a weekend romp deal, like,
so
on like by the time Sunday rolls around, you're like, I don't care what you do, it ain't happening.
You build up resistance, like, you know. So, like, if you hadn't seen your girl for a while and you see her on Friday, you're
and
blessed.
You didn't cheat on her.
And you didn't cheat on her.
Yeah.
Which pretty much takes everybody out of the fucking equation.
But
for you faithful guys.
A thousand stars.
For you faithful guys out there that never, you know, went and got some strange pussy.
Right.
You know, you start blasting your wife, your girlfriend, your significant other.
If you haven't
other.
Seen her all week, you're blasting the first time, like, quick.
Blast, blast, blast. But, well, by Sunday, man, you've built up a resilience to blast it.
Right.
And just standard head won't get you nowhere.
Right. You're lucky you can even get hard.
Right. I can't even get hard from head sometimes.
Right.
Are we having this
by Sunday for sure?
Yeah, by Sunday there's no head.
Right.
You're just so thankful.
Yeah.
It's Thanksgiving.
By Sunday you got to think of some real naughty shit to in order to get a bonus.
That's when you start choking a bitch out.
What? Well, that's not what we're going with on this particular Thanksgiving.
The Bubba the Love Sponge Show practices healing through humor, consisting of hyperbolic statements and parody on the backside, including the use of disclaimers to cover their collective asses.
Your cricks are just thankful for air.
My cricks are thankful to made it to Sunday without calling the coroner. Anyway, Anna.
I mean, I've been known to call 911 a time or two.
Anna, over to you and what you're thankful for. Us guys are thankful for fall head. I mean, at the end of the day, Lummy, what are you thankful for?
Head.
No, fuck you, God.
Lummy, come on, you dropped it.
I did. Beat the fuck out of you.
I dropped it. Oh, air.
Not air. You fucking, what the fuck? Oh, shit. Here comes Bubba with a fucking stop sign.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
This is being dumb. Give me your back. Give me your back.
I was.
No! That's stiff. That's really stiff.
What did you say, Blitz?
Ow, no!
But what was it?
Thank you.
Oh,
Blitz, what was it?
Glad I didn't have to shoot Bubba.
Blitz, what did he say? Blitz?
I don't know what he said. What do you mean, what did he say?
Fall head.
Yeah, fall head, you moron.
What'd I say?
Head.
Head.
Nice and air.
I was reading FT Amy 1,000 stars.
Oh, so blame it on the fans.
No, fall head. I said head at least.
Fair. Summer head sucks.
Yeah.
Winter head's too cold.
Yeah.
Fall head.
Just
spring
right.
head's pretty good too, though.
Spring head's all right.
Yeah.
Spring head second.
Yeah,
but you have allergies. They have allergies.
Have any of you guys ever been like, hold on. Have you guys ever, any of you ever been on a hayride and got a head?
Yeah. No. Because I've never been on a fucking hayride before.
No, you've never had a guy take you on a hayride like a Sadie Hawkins fucking hayride deal?
No, this isn't 1965.
They still have hayrides now.
No.
That's real romantic.
Don't say no.
The bullshit
no.
do. I'll tell you right now, man, There's, I mean, Anna, you're like a real loser if you've never been on a hayride with a guy and gotten fingered.
Yeah,
that's what hayrides are for, fingering and
fucking hay in your
head.
Even if there's like kids on it with you?
No, you don't fucking, you get a little hay bale and fucking sequester yourself on the back of the wagon.
Uh-huh. How big is this fucking wagon?
Not that big. Pretty big. I don't know.
All right. No, I've never gotten fingered on a hayride before.
Oh, you're missing out, Anna.
honest official statement is I haven't been fingered on a hayride.
No.
You don't know what you're missing. All right, Anna.
Yeah.
Over to you.
About what I'm thankful for?
Mm-hmm.
I'm thankful for a lot this year. Had a lot of amazing things happen. I'm very thankful to be working here and not at Cox Media anymore. Every day I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for my health. I'm thankful for benzodiazepines. I'm thankful for friends. I'm thankful for my family and health. I'm thankful that I started intermittent fasting because I feel so much better and I'm less bloated. I'm thankful for... I think that's it. I'm thankful. So thankful. Thankful for you, Bubba. Thankful for the Clem clan who've adopted me into their family, basically. Just thankful.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Over to you, Lummy. And make it from the heart.
Oh, okay? I will, yes.
Make it from the heart because you got another little extra little something to be thankful for now, yep. Don't you, buddy?
I'm thankful for Ashley and Walker.
Slow down. We got a lot of time to fill here, buddy.
He's got a lot of texts to make.
I'm thankful for Ashley and Walker and Fletcher living through this year. And next, especially.
Are you thankful for Fletcher fucking thinking your face was raw hamburger meat and attacking it?
That wasn't this year, though.
That was over a year ago? No fucking way.
That was last year.
No way. Holy shit.
Yeah. So.
Really?
It seems like just last week you're getting bit in the face by your dog.
Well, thanks.
Had Frankenstein stitches.
I'm thankful for Bubba the Love Sponge. I'm thankful that Bubba the Love Sponge lets me work here. I'm thankful for the Bubba Army and everything that the Bubba Army does for us and for everyone. I'm thankful for the goats. I'm thankful for Dr. Dan Diaco. I'm thankful for not dying.
What a pussy.
That's it.
Thankful for not dying from one fucking chip. Don't think like you were on the...
Yeah, why are you thankful for that?
Level fucking four cancer testicular kicker with a fucking cliffhanger Jones. No. One fucking chip almost killed you.
Yeah.
Jesus, what a pussy. I'm thankful that I'm not as big a pussy as Lummy is.
Oh, thank you.
Sorry, I'm thankful I got bigger legs than Lummy.
I thought you were going last.
Oh, yeah, so sorry.
Yeah, Lummy, you gotta go to the gym, buddy.
Fuck off.
Jesus, you ready for your thankful off the top of your head, kid?
I guess.
Go ahead.
I'm thankful
little
for
bastard.
You.
Aw.
Little
thankful
bastard.
For you, too, bud. More than you know.
Thankful.
I gotta play a bad guy on the radio, but deep down, you're my heart, kid. My goddamn heart.
Thankful for everything you do for me.
Don't make us all about me, buddy.
He knows how to play the game.
Can you buy me a right rear tomorrow?
He needs a right rear.
I'm thankful that you're not going to get mad when you see the bill for all the parts I need for my sprint car.
So listen to this. So we don't. He never ever cares about what's in the mail ever, right?
Uh huh.
So the mail comes yesterday, and we're there. Well, I just opened up a new bank account for the racing team, right?
Oh, okay.
And we're going to have a debit card.
Yep.
And with that debit card, we're going to be able to, buy some parts and stuff.
Oh, he's already told me.
Oh, yeah. So he goes to me yesterday. Hey, did that debit card come yet? I go, bitch, you never worry about anything. And now you're worried about this debit card. Yeah, I got to buy some parts. I go, well, you better give me some money to put in this account.
Man, I hope Dad doesn't flip out when he sees all these parts I'm going to buy.
A Stars party? Nick Moore with 1,700 stars.
Oh, my God.
And we activated a Stars party.
Now, what does that mean?
It's their version of Hype Train.
Oh, we got a Stars party.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, twinkle, twinkle. Twinkle,
Star
twinkle.
Party.
Twinkle, twinkle.
Lummy's doing twinkle, twinkle,
twinkle.
Give me a royalty-free twinkle, twinkle.
Twinkle, twinkle.
Tyler, continue on. You got so much
Star
more.
Star party. Woo.
Well, now, should Tyler be thankful this? Maybe put on hold?
Yeah, we got a star party.
While we do the star party?
You know what to take it for royalty-free star party.
Royalty. Tyler,
just twinkle, twinkle, little star.
Twinkle.
That's going to be a tough one to get royalty-free.
Twinkle. Little star. Why am I having to do all this?
Oh, no, I got
why
it.
People
it's just
doing
twinkle,
it
twinkle,
me?
Little star. That's
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
You got to get royalty free.
Yeah. No, I did. I know I did, but it's only like a minute and a half long.
Hold on, I might have it right here.
This is royalty free and copyright free. It's just the instrumental. Tina May, 200 for Twinkle Twinkle. Malcolm Farrell, 200.
Let me see.
James Karsten, 200. Nick Bourne, 200.
Stars Party.
16% and the Star Party. Twinkle, woo, woo. 310 by Liz Sharp. Twinkle, twinkle.
I don't even know what the thresholds are or what's going on. I don't have any idea.
We're 28% in the Twinkle, twinkle party. Twinkle, twinkle.
Fuck yeah.
Twinkle, twinkle.
Above the world.
Amy White, 500 stars. Tyler Sharp, 200. Twinkle Twinkles. James Wooster, 200. Todd Bunch, 200. Justin Big Red, 200. 80%.
Little star.
87% by Big Red, 180 stars.
You
2 minutes and 57 seconds left for the Twinkle Party.
We got 2 minutes and 55 seconds. See, that's my Facebook brothers right there.
Yeah.
That's my Facebook homies bringing me a goddamn Star Party.
Exactly. No, I need a Star Party.
I need to put a gas in my car for this weekend. I've been driving around a lot.
Twinkle, twinkle.
Those are my Facebook homies right there. Above the world so high. Like, is it Needle?
Star Party achieved.
A needle.
John Koska, go, go. 530 stars. Lynn Bailey with 100 stars. And somehow he just activated another Star Party.
Oh.
What?
This is like a Star Super Party.
Is this a star? Are we super setting stars?
We're at 2,500 stars.
So hold on now. We just activated another
Are we on
star
level
party?
Two of the Star Party?
We're on level even... two of the Star Party.
Oh, so we just got the first level done. How many levels are there?
No fucking clue. Tucker Willis with 200 stars.
No fucking clue.
I
forgot
stars.
That we're on bed. We can say, my little balls just shrank up when I heard you say
what?
Fuck.
Lynn Bailey, 500 stars. Lisa Ann, 100 stars. 100 stars.
Balls.
Lisa Ann, David
see,
T.
I'm thinking we're going to not.
Lynn Bailey with 200.
I think there's levels of stars. We went through one. And it looks like we're halfway through two. I don't know. We don't know how many fucking levels there are. So let's get done with this level.
Let's level this motherfucker
out. I'm trying to
out.
Fucking, you know, snake oil salesman in here.
56%.
But let's get through this one to see indeed what's on the backside of the other motherfucking, you know.
Lisa Ann with 100 stars. Stars party. Woo!
And my stars royalty free shit just ran out. So I got to get over here.
Yeah. Start it up.
What do you have? Howard Dean over there?
Woo!
I'm just
so we We need to get this second level complete to see if indeed there is a third level. We got a minute to go. How do I? Maybe I need to throw some of my own money on there.
Shit, throw some stars, yeah.
I don't even know how to do the fucking stars. Hold on.
Stars now, party achieved.
Again?
That's a mindset.
Your celebration is about to get. There's another stars party.
Red, Country Girl 92, 100 stars. So what the fuck is this shit?
We don't know.
Tony DiPardo with 1,000 stars.
If you send enough stars, you can fucking get special fucking star things.
Country Girl, the
160. That's brilliant. If you send enough stars, you can get special fucking stars.
Oh, it fucking...
Oh, that's a rocket ship.
Oh, fucking, that was
a star rocket.
It was a gay pride rocket ship. And I fucking love it.
Am I ahead
of you? It was a fucking gay pride rocket ship, and it was badass.
I couldn't see fucking chat.
It was like a 70s gay pride rocket ship. Which was
it
not?
It was.
It was a 70s get fresh gay pride rocket ship.
Hell yeah. Show us your balls.
Elon Musk's got nothing on our stars rocket ship.
Look at Ashley Daunt. What's up with that? Is that a new shorty in the house?
No, that's all Trick Me.
That's Trick Me Ashley.
Trick Me.
She looks great.
Kevin Jordan on her stars.
She says, happy Thanksgiving, friends.
We fucking flew that star out of here.
No, are we, they said another one's complete.
No, yeah, we did so many that the rocket ship fucking started out of here.
Did the rocket ship fucking hit a meteorite? Now, are we done? I think we're done.
The rocket ship flew to Uranus. Fucking started out of here.
The rocket that got launched last night's going to do that. Gonna go hit an asteroid.
Oh, so Blitz, I think once the rocket launches,
it's done.
Then it's done.
Yeah.
So it looks like there might be two or three levels, maybe two, and then they launch.
I think it's honestly, I think it's just one, and then because people kept sending stars, it activated again.
Oh, okay.
Oh, shit.
Oh, hold on. Back over to Tyler, better known as Jesus around these parts, talking about what he's thankful for. He needs a new right rear, and he's thankful for his daddy.
I'm thankful for that credit card I'm going to be getting.
Uh-huh, with the PIN number, daddy. Back over to you, Jesus.
I'm thankful for Ace, and I'm thankful for our family. Thankful for all my friends. Tyler, he's one of my great buddies.
You mean your new podcast partner.
That's right.
Pulse Breakout was released yesterday.
It was.
Like 1,800 downloads, Tyler.
Awesome.
In one day.
Awesome.
Bolts, breakout, builds.
You're listening to Hello? You're listening to the Bolts, breakout.
All right, continue on. How about Nana and Tara?
Well, that's what I said by our great family.
Oh, okay. Anything else? Thankful for you too.
About Grandpa Doug.
Who's that jobber?
Chris Spearman with 1,000 stars.
Tyler.
Don't besmirch the great name of Doug Clem.
Don't besmirch. Where at the end of the day,
he'll kick your ass.
He'll fucking rub your face right on the carpet when he sees you.
Chris Spearman with another 1,000 stars.
Blitz, over to you, my friend. And Blitz, can you be, like, for real about this and not be a dick?
Yeah, don't be a dick.
Anna, do you ever catch him and, because he can be sweet, can he?
He can be very sweet.
I mean, like, I know him. He's really one of the misunderstood, sweetest guys I know.
He's a sweet man when he wants to be.
But he puts down this dick persona that gets quite frankly, exhausting, does it not?
It does sometimes, Bubba.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to be real nice. I'm rethinking it now.
No, I'm asking you... As a favor to me, to be nice. Be nice.
Be nice.
I'm thankful that I have the most fun job I've ever had in my life. Thankful for all the people that work here. Bubba the Love Sponge, Lummy, Tyler. That's about it.
Any particular cricks that you want to throw a thankful?
Oh, yeah, Anna.
Oh, thanks.
Anna, did you say you were thankful for him? I don't think you did.
I said I was thankful for working here and the people that work here.
But you didn't specifically say Blitz.
I'm very thankful for Blitz. He knows that.
Well, no, it doesn't count now that I have to fucking draw it out.
Yeah, no, that doesn't count. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it didn't count if it didn't come organically. What a bitch. What a C word.
Yeah.
C word.
I agree.
Fucking unappreciative bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Unappreciative.
Is that
I'm thankful for my family. Thankful that I'm going to go riding four-wheelers.
Michael Bourne at 1,100 stars.
A lot of things.
My turn?
It's your turn.
I'm thankful, most importantly, for the core of people that stood behind me at my lowest moment. And my lowest moment wasn't that long ago.
Nope.
My lowest moment would have probably been like 2018, 2019, where I didn't know what I was going to do in life. I didn't. And, you know, I had a core group of people that have stood beside me.
Mm-hmm.
And one of which is the Bubba Army.
Yeah, for sure.
The Bubba Army and the people that support this program are as important as the Richard Fabrizis, the Tom Beans, the Blitz K's, the Sumos, you know, my great, great friends, my sister, my mom, my dad, Tyler, Ace and her family, the Merch Crick. I got so many people that wrapped their arms around me in my lowest moment and didn't let me quit or didn't let me give up. And there were many times, you have no idea how many, I'm going to try not to cry here, but there were so many times that I would, 3 or 4 months period, I'd be back, I was in that trailer behind the studios for about 4 months, maybe five, and I'm laying in a 31-foot trailer. My son thinks I'm a failure. He's out, he's flown the coop. And I don't say that in a bad way. Tyler and I really became stronger because of that scenario. But it did happen, and I would lay back there, and I contemplated killing myself so many times.
Old dog, $20 cash.
And I would lay back there, and my alarm would go off at 4:30, 5 o'clock, and I'd have to come into the station and take a shower in here because the shower was so little in there.
Mm-hmm.
And if I had to poop, I had to come into the station. Like, I lived at the station and and there.
The only thing nice was you had a short drive.
Yeah. And I was at my lowest moment, and I would have to come in here and act like I'm in a good mood and beat Johnny Rah-Rah, and nobody really, really, truly knew how I was, you know, literally contemplating killing myself 6 hours prior. Because I was just like, the only thing I have to live for would be my son.
Mm-hmm.
And he hates me. And I'm just a big failure. And I fucked it all up. And it's all my own fault. I can sit here and say this guy had a hand in it and that hand in it. But at the end of the day, I have to take responsibility for what the fuck I did. And it's almost like I fucked up so bad and hit such rock bottom that it took that to appreciate just having a normal life and being able to pay your bills. Because I was, you know, in such a different headspace when I was rolling that I wish I could have, you know, it's about growing up and getting older, and you don't appreciate what you really got when you're younger.
Or just when you have it, you don't appreciate it. But then when it's gone and you start to rebuild, you realize how important the little things are, like just having enough to, you know, keep your business afloat or support yourself.
Unsavory character, $20 cash. We love you, Muffy. Happy Thanksgiving.
And so I have so many people to be thankful for, but at the core, the absolute core of my thanks are the Bubba Lights, the JJ Chargers, the Iggies, you know, the Blitz K's, you know, the Big Red, the Airtight Ski Pole, the Larry Buellers, the Fildos, just, and I'm sure I'm missing them, Scott Landers, and just, you know, all the heavy hitters, the Bubba Army royalty that we celebrate, you know, every January. Those people, the hardcore people, are the people that, you know, basically I came in here every day and wanted to do a good show for you. Because you're the ones that, you're the only ones that really mattered and the only ones that really cared back then.
Lynn Bailey, $20 Canadian cash.
And so I'm most thankful. And, you know, another thing I'm really thankful for right now that I don't recognize nearly enough, and that is you guys. Mm-hmm. We collectively put on probably one of the best shows that I've done collectively in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different show. But I finally feel like I got a group of people that like each other. Nobody's posturing.
There's no bad apples.
I shouldn't use this example. Lemmy comes to me all the time and says, Anna's got to go. But other than that, no. There's no. There's
same seat, wrong person.
JJ Charger 23, 1999, at Bitch Ain't One.
And you know what?
Happy Thanksgiving. Have a sponge.
Blitz will tell you, there is nobody that could come to me now and get me to get rid of anybody here.
Nope.
Less you fuck. I mean, like.
Well, yeah, on your own, you can. You can screw it up, but I mean.
But I can't even think of anything that somebody would do to fuck it up so bad that I'd get rid of you.
Right.
We have such a great group of people. We all like each other.
Mm-hmm.
I like having Tyler work here. I like it. I know it's, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, fuck, he's your son. He's my fucking son.
Yeah.
Isn't that what you do? If you own a business and you can and you have the ability to hire your son,
yep.
Why not? It's my fucking business.
Take care of your own, man.
So, thank you to all my family, to all the people that were there when I hit rock bottom, to Fabrizi, who gave me $300 to pay my last water bill, to Tom Bean, to Mark Tate, to the Diacos. I used to go to Stephen Diaco's house like once a month, and it was all about just trying to stay positive.
Oh.
Well, and to see.
Right. I mean, that didn't hurt. Yeah.
It's all about seeing his wife, yeah. Krista. But we would just sit there, and he would be like, listen, bub, you know, we gotta work on the Facebook. We got to work on the YouTube. We got to get this, you know, just stuff. And more importantly, the Bubba Army has just, you guys know the ones, the true hardcore ones. So thank you. Thank you so much. The people that do the star parties, the people that do the hype trains, there's just so many to thank. And we're in such a good place. And look at the situations we're getting now.
Yep.
We have one huge situation that just came up yesterday. We just picked up Colorado Springs. I think in my heart that I'm going to get one more shot at it. I think this show's good enough and got a different enough dynamic that I'll get one more shot at it. I don't know what it is going to be, but it's going to be something pretty big.
I think so, too.
I do.
I'm excited. I'm very excited. I never felt this way when I was at Cox, so it feels different here.
Speaking of Cox.
Oh.
Mm.
Something that maybe you should be a little more thankful for.
Yeah.
And not the company.
Oh.
It's a noun. I'm using Cox as a noun.
Okay.
Just saying.
I should be thankful for it, even though I don't have
just
it.
I just wish you'd be a little more thankful for.
Oh, you're saying I'm not thankful.
I wish we could find one for you to be thankful of.
And accepting of it.
It just accepting.
Give it a home?
Yep.
Yeah, give a cock a home.
Adopt a cock.
There's a cock out there.
There's a homeless cock looking for a home.
No, but there's
did
a
he
cock.
Run over
there
people?
Is a cock out there that is for you. You know that. There's some guy. There's some dude out there, Anna, that's going to be the guy.
Gonna be my
wish,
cock.
I just wish you'd find it.
Adopt a cock.
In order to find a good cock, not that I'm an expert, but in order to find a good cock, Anna, you got to kind of give a few cocks a chance, right?
You're right.
I mean, Blitz, right? I mean, you got to get. You just can't say I'm anti fucking cock.
Right.
No, you got to take a few cocks around the farm, try them out, test drive them.
Oh, and that all sounds good coming out of your bullshit little mouth, but it's not resonating with you, sweetie.
Nope.
Let me, with my fucking, my backup solidifier over there.
Yeah.
What would it take, Anna?
I don't know, Bubba.
You've been on these dates with these good-looking guys?
I've been on 7 first dates in the last year.
Okay.
Zero. Hold on. Second date.
You're the only one that keeps stats on the deal. Mm-hmm. You got a pie chart and fucking graphs and everything.
Yeah.
You've been on 7 first dates and 0 second dates.
Correct.
Now, is this gonna make you cry on the way home? Because if that's the case,
no.
I'm gonna suspend.
I haven't cried
in
a long time.
Good. You shouldn't cry.
No.
You should fist bump and rub your sniz.
Sniz.
And don't get those two mixed up.
Have you ever pocket rocketed?
Huh?
On the car? Have you seen those little pocket rockets that you put right there on the clit?
Like you have one in your purse, you pull it out when you're hanging out and sitting there.
Like if you're wearing like a skirt or something.
Stuck in traffic?
Yeah.
No, haven't done that.
Oh. See, there's some things you could be doing to loosen yourself up a little.
Right.
Not to
you can squirt in traffic.
No, but Anna, let's just say this. You got one of those little pocket rockets, right? Yeah. They're about this big.
Yeah.
They're about 3 inches.
When the Howard Franklin's backed up, you can just scry it over into the fucking water.
Well, not even. I'm backed up.
Roll
so
your window
Howard
down
Franklin.
And just fucking right into the fucking right into the bed.
Here's the deal. If you're in your apartment complex, right?
Yeah.
And before you back out, you put the pocket rocket where it needs to be. Right there on your clitoris.
Chris Spearman, $20 cash.
Thank you, Chris Spearman. Thank you, Bubba. And then as you're driving to work, you're like...
At 5:30 in the morning?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And you get one before you get here.
Right.
You already got one out. On the way home, you're... And then now you got two.
Mm-hmm.
You got two.
What if I'm not in the mood at 5:30 in the
morning?
It
doesn't
matter.
You put yourself in the mood.
Yeah, force it. You rape yourself.
I'm assuming you're not always in the mood to go out and run 5 miles, but you do, don't you?
That's true.
All right, then.
It's about discipline.
There you go.
You need more pussy discipline.
Right.
Discipline my puss.
Yeah, spank that bitch.
Easy.
What?
Are you her pussy hype man?
Sure, why not?
Spank that bitch. We had Vera West in here. God, we need to put
I don't
that.
Know who that is.
Is that on our OnlyFans? The Vera West, the girl that talked to her pussy.
Oh, that's
remember
don't know
that?
If it is or not.
She would talk to it and she would tell you how bad it is.
What would she say?
She would say, "You dirty little pussy. You bad girl."
Is that hot or is that just kind of funny?
Oh, it was both. It was fucking off the Richter scale is what it was. She'd be like, "I told you to come, you little pussy. Just pour water on it. Pour it." And then she'd make you pour water on it to cool it down right before she got her nizz.
Would she squirt?
I think that is on our OnlyFans, actually.
I do, too.
I think Bubba talked about it a while ago.
I think it's on our OnlyFans. Oh, yeah.
Malcolm Farrell, 1,000 stars. I think she did it in that video, too.
Yeah, she'd be like, "You dirty little fuck!" And she'd talk to it and get mad and slap it. She'd slap the shit out of her pussy. She'd go, "Bam, bam, bam, I told you."
And she'd be a bad girl.
Like, she'd have a conversation with her. She would have a full-blown conversation with her pussy. That's how in tune she was with her body.
Wow.
And then she would say, right before she got her nut, she would say, "Pour water on it." So we had to pour water on it.
Yeah, there's a water guy.
We had a water guy.
Water boy.
We had a water boy there.
Try to put out the fire in her puss pants.
Mm-hmm. And then she'd be like, "Oh, God, I wish. I don't even know, Blitz, that I could play that." I think
probably
talking
not.
About it's okay, but I think playing that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, Blitz? I'm going to play it for Monday's podcast.
Okay.
One, it'll get me ready to get it, but two, Anna, you have to hear. Like, Anna, I'm not trying to be, like, too sexual with you, but this bitch is next level. I just want you to hear it as a fellow bitch.
Yeah.
You'd be like, "Man.
I'm curious.
I'm Little House on the Prairie compared to this bitch."
And she was able to get off in front of a whole
room of people.
Oh, yeah.
We had, like, 12 people in there. Camera crew, water boy, 4 hosts, everything. And she would just be talking to it. And I got, on the other button bar, I got a whole Vera West thing.
Is she hot?
Should I play?
Yeah.
She was kind of hot.
Yeah, kind of.
I mean, white trash.
She wasn't bad.
She was like white trash hot.
Yeah.
Hold on here. I think I got it here.
Vera West?
No, Vivian West.
Yeah, it's Vivian West.
Oh. Are you happy now? You fucking me, you piece of shit.
That wasn't it.
No.
That was, what was her name? Dasha or something?
Donna Doll. Donna Doll.
Yeah, Donna Doll.
Hold on here. Here's Vera West right here, I think. Hold on here.
Vivian West.
Vivian West, I think. Hold on. Damn it. Remember Akira?
I can't imagine what she's looking like these days, though.
Remember Akira?
Oh, that's with Spice Boy.
Yeah. That's Akira.
Getting slapped in the face.
Has she been in a movie called Big Tit Anal Whores?
Probably.
I was in that movie, too.
Me, too. Me, too. I was in that movie, too.
She was actually in Big Tit Anal Horse 3. I'm serious. And that was right after Barefoot Maniacs 2. And Big Sausage Pizza 11.
Oh, Big Sausage Pizza.
Hey, this will learn your girl real fast.
Yeah, when you slap him in the face.
Easy. No. The ass.
Ass.
Ass only.
Ass.
Have you ever slapped a chick in the face thinking she'd like it and she did not?
No.
Oh, that's not a good time.
She kind of looks like Lisa Kudrow from back in the day.
She does a little bit.
Trying to find the Vera West stuff just a little bit. Oh, listen to this. Blitz!
G'day, Steve here.
Steve, how are you? Yeah. Steve Irwin.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
No fucking way.
No, yeah, listen to this. Steve fucking Irwin.
G'day, Steve here.
Steve, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, mate. How about yourself?
My name is Bubba.
Hey, Bubba, how you battling, mate? Good?
You know, Steve, I don't think you understand how much of a stud and a folk hero you are here in America. Not anymore.
No, he took a barb to the heart.
Barb to the heart.
Mm.
Hold on. Oh, remember George the Shitter?
Oh, God, yeah.
Hello, Bubba Show.
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm doing good, thanks.
Just interested to know, you know, if you ever talk about scat or anything like that.
Talk about what?
Scat.
What's scat?
What kind of music.
I'm sorry?
You mean music?
No, not scat. No, that's anal activity.
So what's scat?
Scat.
Scat is dealing with feces and all.
George.
Yes, sir.
You sound so nice and so polite, and you want to talk about shitting on somebody.
No, on myself, not on anybody else.
What?
You like, yeah, you should.
That's so disgusting.
What, George, a shit eater?
He ate it?
He would, yes, like a monkey.
I don't
monkey.
Think you're supposed to do that.
Oh, George, a shit eater.
Yeah, he would.
Eat a shit?
Yeah.
He'd poop on it, and then he'd taste it. Or
hold on, was it his own?
Yes.
Oh, that's even.
That's not.
And
even
he did
worse.
Like eating
yeah,
shit on.
Yeah, that's not even worse.
He did like eating shit on.
That's what I thought.
Both though.
Did he like corns on the cob?
Probably
twice.
Three times.
Ew.
Keep recycling.
I had iced tea.
This guy's like my hero.
Yeah, everybody's big. Everybody's big iced tea fans. Anybody who's got a little bit of an attitude or an edginess to them is big iced tea fans.
What's
white,
up?
White, black, or green. What's up, iced tea?
What's happening, player?
Oh my god. Playa.
Frank Saldino.
Oh, Blitz,
thousand stars.
Remember the Bennigan's girl that was getting fucked?
Mm-hmm.
Spice Boy had just interrupted me with a lady on line 13. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
This is P-Girl.
Your name's what?
P-Girl.
T-Girl?
Yeah.
Are you crying?
No.
Your name?
Oh, no. It's just my friend's son.
All
right, so. Carrot Top. Oh, remember the quick crazy witch that used to call in? And she would put spells on us?
Is it the one from like
Jacksonville or something?
Oh, okay.
I thought she would actually call on it and put a fucking spell on me.
That's no good.
Good morning, hello.
Hey, Bubba. It's,
It's what? It's who? Your name's
No, it's Tammy.
Hi, Tammy.
I was diagnosed as bipolar schizophrenic.
You were diagnosed as being bipolar schizophrenic.
There's a shocker.
Yes, and my doctor has realized that I'm telepathic.
Your doctor has realized? That's a medical diagnosis.
Yeah, I have a poem I wrote 3 years ago I'd like to share with you.
Like I'm hardly
hang
worried.
On, you can't just jump into the poem.
Yeah, your doctor diagnosed you as telepathic.
We gotta talk. You and I gotta talk.
Okay. There's definitely some background here.
Who is this doctor?
Well, no. First things first, how old are you?
I'm 28.
28 years old.
Yes.
I mean, by the way, eating ice.
Yeah.
Straight ice.
Your name's Tammy.
Yes.
Do you have a job?
Yes, I do.
So much ice, man.
I'm self-employed. I do construction cleaning.
Right.
Oh, so after they build the house, you come in and clean it before the new people move in.
Yes, sir.
Which would be a good job for somebody as wacky as you, because you could just be to yourself all day.
Exactly.
Do you talk to yourself a lot?
No, I pray to God a lot.
All right, why don't you pray for
me?
Go ahead.
Talking to yourself.
Why, you want me to say a prayer for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
About me, because, you know, I got a big trial coming up on February 11th. I could go to prison for 5 years, so...
Oh, this is right before the hog deal.
Just go ahead and pray for me. Ready? Go.
Well, all you have to do is just say your prayers in the name of Jesus Christ.
Well, I asked you to do it for me.
Okay. God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I call upon you to help this gentleman with his problems.
Hold on, I have a
name.
I have a name.
Which gentleman would you be referring to?
There's four gentlemen that are going to trial, so you better designate which gentleman you're praying for.
Well, whichever one.
I know that. I did, Anna, I did find this. Listen, I don't.
You better fucking.
All right, hold on.
Yeah, that's her.
Oh.
Yeah, that's her.
Hold on.
You better fucking come all over these fucking people, and you better not take a long time.
That's her talking to her pussy.
Yeah, she would talk to it.
She's giving it instructions.
You basty white pale ball fuck.
Here's what Donna Dahl called Brent Hatley.
You Nosferatu looking motherfucker.
You know what?
Nosferatu.
No, Nosferatu looking.
You Nosferatu looking motherfucker.
What is that?
God, you dirty. God, you're.
Don't you, hang on. This is Vivian talking to her vagina again. You ready?
Yeah.
God, you dirty. God, you're.
Don't crazy.
Again. Oh my fucking God. Oh shit, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit. Oh,
get the water.
Fuck. God, that was. Oh man, that was the best one yet.
I'm going to save the rest for Monday in the podcast, Willie, if it's
perfect.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my finable bits.
Uh-oh.
These are the ones I got fined for.
Uh-oh.
Scooby-Doo and Fat Al. Like, and here's the deal, man. I probably can't play it now.
Maybe we should play those on Monday.
Yeah, we probably should.
Yeah.
The ins and outs of a Jack Shack. Scooby-Doo and Fat Albert, Bubba's Balls, Racist Looney Tunes. I don't think I should play that one.
Yeah, yeah, we should probably listen to some of these first.
Yeah.
Well, we can with the podcast. We can edit if we have to.
Yeah.
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 A one, a two,
a one.
Here's Homeless Christmas. We bring homeless Christmas people in. We bring homeless people on and make them do Christmas carols.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
A one, a two,
a one, two, three, four.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings bring you and your kin.
Good tidings for Christmas and a Happy New Year. Oh, bring us a figgy pretty money. Bring us a figgy pretty
money. One of them said, bring me some money.
Bring us a figgy pretty. A cup of good.
Do not play Horny Housewife, Harley.
There's probably a reason.
Blitz, I think we're out of here, my friend. We don't have a big, heavy fanfare. Yippee-yo. I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. I may come on occasionally and on various, either on Facebook or on Twitch and pop up. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do my Thanksgiving live on Facebook. My mom has already cut a pre-promo on the deal. So, like,
she made me get a cell phone jammer for her.
She did.
Yeah, I put one in her house.
So, everybody have a happy Thanksgiving, a safe Thanksgiving.
Absolutely.
And we're due back here on Monday.
Yep.
And
thank you so much.
See you guys on Monday.
See you later.
Bye.
Have a Thanksgiving.